So the first reading today tells us the beginning of the convening of the first council of the church, the Council of Jerusalem, right? All of the apostles and their disciples came together in order to figure out the way not to overburden people, but to find creative way to preach the gospel even more. So look into your life and my life, my brothers and sisters. Oftentimes we create a necessary burden according to our own human of social or our political interpretation of the gospel according to what we want, instead of allowing the truth of the gospel to set us free so that we can make more disciples of the nation. What did that mean? To follow the gospel and to become disciples mean that we have to take on a new way of life, a life of dying to ourselves so that Jesus lives in us. If we lose that focus, then it's about self-justification. It's about making rules that really do not matter, just to show ourselves to be better than others. But at the end of the day, we're not humble enough to die to ourselves so that Jesus lives in us. Jesus said very clearly in the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters, if you remain in me, you are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. The word of God prunes us, cuts us away from our ego and the things that really are not necessary for salvation in the life of discipleship. The word of God, the word that Jesus speaks to us in the church and through the church and in the truth, prune us so that we don't grow wild freely as we want. Prune us so that we can be life-giving, to be true, to be humble, to die to ourselves. Jesus said today very clearly, because without me, you can do nothing. That's the foundation of the spiritual life. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. We can prove ourselves to the whole world and make ourselves feel good and add burden onto people's life. But we end up being enslaved by our own ego, our own pride, our own desire to be in control. Until we recognize, without Jesus, we can do nothing. Without Jesus, we are nothing. Without Jesus, we remain ourselves and not his disciples. So as we live today and go into prayer today, ask ourselves this question. Are we willing to let the word of God prune us, to set us free, and to help us to be more faithful? Do we truly believe that without Jesus Christ, our life is meaningless?